There you are. I heard from the guards that you had returned to the city recently, and that you brought tales of victory. They told me that proof was already provided to the Chancellor. We've taken the liberty of deploying some of the guard to secure and clean up the rest of that area. Maybe now the people can rest easy again. And we can find a return to expanding in that direction. Nobody could have predicted we'd unearth a den of monsters, let alone ones that could counter practically everything about us. At first, I felt a bit of shame about being beaten so easily, but in retrospect, all we really could do was reach out for adventurers like yourself. To think all it took was a single human warrior succeeding where all of our attempts failed. Humbling, I suppose. I can't believe we'd run into something that merely eat our magic. Hundreds of years of arcane knowledge and study, all for naught. Anyway, that's enough of that. You are the champion of the entire nation, and you are due for a reward. We have only spoken in brief moments, so I know not of what your heart truly desires, or of your character. Speak, and you may have anything you wish. Do you want riches or magical artifacts? So be it, and the votes are open to you. And do you wish to stay in our nation? We could use an adventure of your caliber. We provide the grandest home to you, and a station befitting you. Or, if you are interested in matters of the heart, I have caught your glances towards our kind human. If you desire to settle down in other ways, I'm sure there'd be any number of elves asking for your hand. In fact, my daughter has been telling me as of late how distressed she is at the lack of suitors in her kingdom. You know, we often take partners from other kingdoms. It wouldn't be so surprising of a union. So, what will it be? You need not answer immediately. You can... What? What did you say? Surely you jest. Don't toy with me like that. You want me of all people. You know, it's not polite to tease me like that. You're serious? I'm far past my prime. I'm well past a millennium age. You could have your pick of elves less than half my age. I see. So that's what you're into. Well, I suppose there's no helping it then. I did say you may claim any reward that you'd like. The people will rejoice, I'm certain. It has been over 1,000 years since the throne has been occupied by more than just myself. I should be flattered more than anything. Never would I have guessed this day would come. You know, offers from my hand are few and far between, and suitable offers are even rarer still. Is something the matter? You have a look on your face. What do you mean I planned for this? I don't understand. What are you implying? So, you noticed, did you? I shouldn't be so surprised. Not a single guard present either on the way to or inside of the throne room. Very perceptive. No need to hide it then. I knew from the moment you laid eyes on me. I've been around for far too long to not notice. Almost nobody would be able to tell. A slight quickening of your breath and pulse when you first cast your gaze upon me. A nearly imperceptible flush of your cheeks. I kept the guard out because I wanted to embolden you. Would you have confessed your desire to me if other present? I think not. It's not such a bad thing, is it? This is exactly what you want. I am simply making it easier for you to attain it. You fought hard for our people. You've had enough challenges already since your arrival. Why should I impose another? I do apologize for the deception in playing games. I truly am honored that you have such a profound interest in me. I'm not going to ask why. I'm not going to dig deeper, pick apart your motives, or anything like that. If you are genuinely asking my hand, then I shall accept with all of my heart. There'll be plenty of planning in the days to come ahead, celebrations to be had, and a coronation. But we don't have to think about that yet. If you'd like, we can retire to my chambers. No? Then what? In the throne room? Oh my. Well, I instruct the guard to stay away for quite some time. We will have hours of time to ourselves. And the throne is big enough for the two of us. Why don't you tell me what you want the most right now? You want to lay your head in my lap? I think I am starting to understand you. You're not some brute pawing at the throne of power. You just want someone older to take care of you, don't you? You go out hunting monsters and exploring dangerous lands. But all you desire is someone that you can return home to, that will relieve you of all of life's burdens. Someone you can drop to your knees before, close your eyes, lay bare your soul, and allow them to wash away the difficulties of life. You know, you're not so different, you and I. Come then, lay your head on your queen's lap, and I shall ease your suffering. There, there, good. Relax, and let me take care of you. This is nice, isn't it? Believe me, I'm enjoying it as much as you are. I haven't been able to do this for somebody in so long. I said it earlier, but we aren't so different. Our burdens may differ, but we share the same struggles. You travel the world, but for all the people you meet, you are still lonely, are you not? I am here in the comfort of my castle, surrounded by others all day long. And yet, I am alone, save for my daughter, who is living her own life. The weight of a nation weighs down upon me, and I have none to share my burdens with. Perhaps you will be not just the champion of my people, but mine as well. Neither of us have to be alone now that you're here. Now, I want you to close your eyes. Listen to the sound of my breathing while I stroke your hair. All right? Breathe easy. Rest your weary head and relax. When we're here together, it's as if time itself has stopped. All the world has come to a halt for us. This moment, we're the only ones that matter, and we can stay like this for as long as your heart desires. asleep. I suppose we can't sleep on a throne, though. You know, your face is so cute when you're asleep. I will carry you to bed, my arms, and we can spend the eve together. I look forward to the morrow and what the future beyond brings. Now, let us go. You're awake. Good morning, darling. Don't mind me. I woke up before you did, and I saw something I had to take care of. So, I figured I'd help myself to an early breakfast. You don't mind, do you? Good, good. Delicious, delicious. Honestly, I feel spoiled to think I'll be able to treat myself to this every single morning. Ada, I am spoiled. Do you know how long it's been since I've been able to do this? Anyway, you're the one who asked for my hand after all. And look, your body certainly is complaining. Your cock is practically gushing pre-come out. Did you think I was going to be a sweet, demure little housewife? Don't you know that our kind are known for being passionate lovers? Instead, you've gotten yourself wrapped up with an insatiable empress whose desires have been pent up for nearly 1,000 years. Of course, I won't force you to do anything you don't want, but I can tell how bad your body needs this as well. So, with your blessing, your wife will be happy to drain you dry every single morning and evening. Good. I thought that'd be your answer. Now, just relax and let me take care of you. Mm.
so good. Oh, and so bang. Of your cum, the scent of your sweaty body. I can feel it pulsing my hand and mouth. Are you gonna come? Don't hold back. Just give in. It'll feel so good. Feed me. Feed your wife. Mm-hmm. God, there's so much. There's so much. Clean you up. The look of delight on your face, smiling like an idiot, skin flushed, the slight sheen of sweat on your skin. Just think of all the days we have ahead of us. You'll get to enjoy this as often as you'd like. Now, if you're going to officially take my side of the throne, we've got a busy day ahead of us. Why don't you join me in the bath? We can clean up, unwind a bit, and we can go from there. Does that sound good? Good. Come along then. Don't keep your queen waiting.